So this was not supposed to begin with me by myself, but things happen and we have to improvise and keep doing what we do. So today you got Trey. It's just me and you. Ooh, baby. Yes, it's just the two of us, or however many of us it is. But that's okay, because today you are going to slay with Trey. Because it's my birthday. Hey, it's my birthday. Actually, my birthday is July 7th, but that don't matter because it's my birthday month, and I love to celebrate me the whole month long. If you are enjoying the Laugh Out Loud podcast as much as we are enjoying creating it, then consider becoming a supporter. You can do so by going over to anchor.fm/laughoutloud/support. Your donation will help sustain future episodes, expand our platform, and reach our tribe. So come on, show your love. Again, that's anchor.fm/laughoutloud/support. Or just click the link in the description. We love you and thank you. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday. I am so excited because July is my birthday month and I love to celebrate me. And let me tell you, I celebrate the whole month of July. The whole month. If it's your birthday too, welcome. Happy birthday. Celebrate with me. Woo! And let me just tell you, this time around, I'm going to do something a little bit different, and I'm going to include you in my birthday process. All right, you ready? You want to know what my birthday process is? So basically, what I do is I re-up the vision to my life every year. So for example, my 2017 birthday began with the plan to quit my job for good. This was my second go at it, so the plan had to be on point. So 2017 kind of became the year of working smarter, not harder, making more money than I had made previously. Man, I did that too. Like thinking back on it, like I hustled, but it wasn't a hard hustle. I no longer believe in hustling hard. Like that's just too much for me. If y'all want to keep hustling and doing all of that, working your hand and all of that, by all means have at it. But I just believe that we can work smarter, not harder, make more money, and just be happier in life. So that was my 2017. Which is called 2017, smarter, not harder. How about that? So then 2018, when that came around, I actually quit my job in March of 2018. But 2018, the theme of 2018 was reconnecting with spirit. Because I work so hard when I am working for other people, and I've done it for years, I just felt like I was so disconnected from all these other aspects of me. And as I sat there looking at it, trying to figure out what I wanted 2018 to be, I decided that I had to step back into understanding me spiritually. And see, for me, I am a very intuitive person. I usually have really great discernment about things. And like, these are all my gifts. And I have the ability to communicate with people in like inexplicable ways. So not being connected to spirit, that was so problematic for me. It really was just, it was heartbreaking. So I figured there was no better place to start than with the spiritual aspect of me and reconnecting with that. So what I did in 2018 is I went on a retreat called Goddess Pray Love. I did that in the middle of the jungle in Belize. I ended up loving it so much there and finding out so much more about myself while I was there that I decided to stay. I had a one-way ticket, and for whatever reason, when I bought that flight, you know, I was like, oh my God, is this just crazy or what? Yeah, it was crazy, but it was also a necessary part of my journey. And one thing, if I haven't learned anything else, is I have to go with my gut. I have to go with my instinct on things. And instinctually, I bought a one-way plane ticket to Belize. Had no clue where I was staying, what I was doing beyond the retreat. But, you know, I had to step out on faith. Again, it's the year of spirituality. Stepping out on faith was a huge part of that. While I was there, I met so many beautiful women, goddesses really, who are on their own journey of truth, self-love, and all of it. So it was a beautiful thing to come together with like-minded women. I didn't feel judged. I felt so connected. I felt so free. It was just all part of what I needed. And then over the next 6 months, because I stayed in Belize for 6 months, over the next 6 months, I did all kinds of things. I met all kinds of people. I helped with different things. I connected with my ancestors, and I began my own healing journey. And man, like so much was revealed to me in that year. Like my healing, like you don't know how stressed your body is until you pull yourself completely out of it. You don't know how much healing you have to go through mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, until you pull yourself out of the rat race. Once I did that and let my guard down, all the other gifts that I have had previously started showing back up again. I started dreaming again. I started having visions again. I started hearing spirit again. Like that whole year was just so phenomenal to me. So we're just going to call 2018 the year of the spirit. That brings us to 2019. Now, 2019, woo, it was crazy. I mean, it was the year I died to my old self. Like literally, I almost died in a car accident in January of 2019. And the craziest thing about that, I had a vision about it. I was going to help a friend, and as I'm driving on the freeway, I get this flash, this vision, and I see a white truck. And the thought that followed immediately with the vision was, man, I must have died in a car accident in a previous life. I sat up like, I was like, oh, wait, what? What kind of crazy stuff is that? So I started doing my little deep breathing. I'm like, am I anxious about something crazy? Like, why would that vision come to me? What was that even all about? So I went, I picked up my friend. We did whatever we needed to do. And I was on my way to help my grandmother with some things. We ended up talking, and so I postponed what I was doing with my grandmother. I kept driving. It was a route I didn't normally take, but it was fine. And as I'm driving, I see a car coming across me. And I realize that even though I have the green light, this car is not slowing down. They're actually going as fast as I'm going, coming across the train tracks, and is getting ready to cross my path at any given moment. And I'm just screaming, braking, and trying to swerve. But at the rate that we both were traveling, there was no way that there would not be a car accident that day. I ended up hitting her back panel. This woman ended up flipping up and over, upside down. In the flash of an eye, we were both up on the curb, cars messed up, people outside screaming and hollering. And that was the craziest moment, one of the craziest moments of my life. Now, after that happened, that actually began just this whole spiral of events that led me to start letting go of the old me, old thoughts and ideas, old habits, old people, not elderly people, just old toxic people and relationships, and just all the old things that have ever held me back. I had to just start letting go of the things that tend to keep me from moving forward. You know, those things that keep you doing crazy stuff, self-sabotaging, procrastinating. We, you know, all of those things, the lies that we tell ourselves, those are issues too. And if you know, like I know, you know that old habits die hard, and sometimes they become so difficult to let go of, because think about it. We have been doing some of the things we're doing since we were children. And at 50, it's like, damn, I've been doing that for so long. Why have I been doing that? That's crazy. That's stupid. That's, you know. But the thing is, we just have to be a little more gentle with ourselves, because it's harder now. It's harder to let some of those other things go. So anyway, as I'm continuing to do that, as I'm working through the release and removal of those old things that no longer serve me, I also have to be mindful and accepting of the new things that I desire to bring in that will serve me, that will serve my journey, that will help me to bring my vision to fruition going forward. So here we are, 2020. Crazy hell has broken loose all around us. People done lost their fucking minds for all kind of fucking crazy ass reasons. But yet, we still have to do whatever we're going to do for us. We cannot allow the outside world, or what looks chaotic, to be our inside world, to be our own truth. So with that being said, this marks the beginning of a new for me, a new vision in a new year. This 2020 year, I am claiming as the rebirth of me. What does that mean? What does rebirth mean? First of all, to me, rebirth just means being born again, or making a new agreement with myself about who I am and what I want. It's about answering two questions. Who am I, and how do I show up in the world? Or how do I want to show up in the world? That's it. That's all. If I can answer those two questions this year, I'm on the path to my rebirth. I'm already there. Now, let me back up just a little bit, because many of you know that I just wrote a book called Self Love Awaits You, Slay, A Guide to Omnipotent Self-Love. And I felt the need to write this book because I feel like there's so many other women out there like me who have been working hard and trying to build families and raise children, and we're doing all of the things that we deem right. But somewhere along the line, we forgot us. We forgot ourselves. We forgot to put us first. And it took me a long time to learn that lesson that you have to put yourself first. When I finally learned it, I was divorced. And I realized that throughout all of those years of being married, of, you know, being somebody else's partner, of being a mother, of raising my family, all of those things, I never put myself first. Hell, half the damn time I wasn't even on the fucking list. So, as a result of that, I have held on to excess weight. I've been overstressed, overtired, overwhelmed, overworked, to the point where I'm just overdone and so fucking done with any and everything in my life, to the point that I have almost gone crazy because I was always trying to make sure everybody else was okay, but not me. So as I started working on me, I realized the more I worked on me, the better I was able to do those other things. The other things came easier when I put myself first. And think about that. When we have not put ourselves first, what is it that we've taught our children? What is it that we're teaching and showing other women? That we are unworthy, that we are not deserving of. And that is so far from the truth. So in this book, Self-Love Awaits You, I'm telling you, that's exactly what it's about. It's about self-love. Consider self-love an entity that resides in you. It's part of that spiritual piece of you that is waiting for you to reconnect with it. It wants to, it longs to dance with you. It longs to show you the truth of you. And it longs to revel in that dance. It longs to be with you on that journey. I'm telling you, self-love awaits you. That isn't even what I was planning on saying right here, because I pulled an excerpt from the book that I wanted to read to you, but that's where my heart led me, so that's where I went. So now let me read this excerpt to you, and then we'll go from there. Welcome to the grand stage, where you reign supreme and preside over all things. Here, everything is possible, purposeful, and powerful. Here is where you dig your heels into the earth to slow the axial spinning of the nonsensical in order to prepare for the relaunch of the intentional. Dwell in this place a while. Inhale the magic of self-love's oxygen and exhale all that has ever held you back. Breathe deeply, for you will require good energy, goddess energy, for the rebirth of you as the sole proprietor of this life. Oh yeah, this is the place of your rebirth. The rebirth of a new you with a renewed vision. A rebirthed you in a revised world where self-love is your theme and basis for living the rest of your life out loud and on purpose. On the other side of your now, self-love awaits you. Your slay awaits you. Did that resonate with you? Because that resonated with me even while I was writing it. I went back and I read that part over and over again. Because here is where you dig your heels into the earth
to slow the axial spinning of the nonsensical, all the crazy stuff that don't make sense in the world, in order to prepare for the relaunch of the intentional intention. What do you want that life to look like? So the intention is going to lead you to that outcome. So let's look at what we want the outcome to be. And then we work on the intention so that we can get what we want. That's basically what I do every year. I have to look at where I am and determine where it is I want to be. And then I work towards getting there. So this year for my birthday, I'm not going it alone. I want you to go with me. I want to take everybody with me on this journey because it is a phenomenal one. Sometimes it's scary. Yes. Stepping out on faith, doing some things that ain't normally things that you would normally do. Yes, that shit is scary. But it's necessary. It's necessary for the birth of the goddess that lives within you. It's necessary to unleash that self-love, that spirit of self-love. It's necessary so that you begin to understand who you truly are and live from your most authentic self. We have been living in accordance with the world and following the world's rules and what everybody else says, thinks, and does. But have we truly that is a necessity. It's a question, yes. I'm not getting ready to answer the question for you, but I do want you to ask yourself that question. How am I going to hold myself accountable? And then together, when we start talking about this, we can talk about how we're going to hold each other accountable. Are you ready to slay, goddess? Are you ready to slay? Because I'm ready to slay. So what are we going to do? How do we plan on launching our rebirth? If you are enjoying the Laugh Out Loud podcast as much as we are enjoying creating it, then consider becoming a supporter. You can do so by going over to anchor.fm/laughoutloud/support. Your donation will help sustain future episodes, expand our platform, and reach our tribe. So come on, show your love. Again, that's anchor.fm/laughoutloud/support. Or just click the link in the description. We love you and thank you. All right, goddesses, are you ready? Are you ready for my 28-day birthday slay challenge? For the next 28 days, I am challenging you to work toward your rebirth. In order to do that, you first have to figure out what your vision is. Wait, do you have a vision for your life? I mean, every aspect of your life. All right, so let's start there. We got to start there. We got to think about what that vision is. You need a vision for yourself in every aspect of your life. You need a vision for yourself spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally. When we start talking about things like vision and intention and manifestation, everybody always jumps to materialistically. Okay, yeah, we do need some materialistic things. We do need some money in hand. But abundance and prosperity is about so much more. And you want your rebirth to include abundance and prosperity in every area of your life. I want to be abundant financially. Yes, I want to be abundant and see prosperity, though, in my physicality. Yes, I want to lose a little bit of weight.
I don't want to be String Bean Tina anymore, but I do want to lose some weight. What is it that you want? Spiritually, I want to cultivate and embellish my spiritual gifts more. Because the more I cultivate them, the more I see of them, and the more I help other people. True story. That's something that I want to level up for myself so that I can help other people level up. So what do you want in every area of your life? We'll look at that too for the next 28 days. Yeah. Ooh, I'm so excited. And I'm so excited to have you on this journey with me. I really, really am. The next 28 days, we're doing some work. That means 4 weeks. We got 4 weeks to slay. So 4 weeks, you're going to slay with Trey for her birthday. And then we'll see what happens afterwards. We'll see if you want to stick and stay and you want to really see where you are a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now. All right. So each week we'll have a different focus. So let's begin this week, week one, with self-love, because without it, you may as well let the rest of it go. Self-love really has to be the foundation of anything that you seek to build. Now, you're not going to get all of that in the first week or in 1 week, but you will at least be working towards it. Week two, we're talking about your vision. Like I just said, what vision do you have for your life? What is it that you want for yourself? What do you want physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, financially? All of it. We look at it, all of it. Now, we might extrapolate a few things from it, like what's the most important thing that you want to work on initially. But look at the big picture. What is the outcome that you want? So then that's going to lead us directly into week three, which is all about intention. We can talk about what we want all day long, every day, twice on Sunday. You know, we can do that, but all of the talking without anything behind it, without any intention, without any action, it's just talk. Right? How long have you been saying, "Ooh, girl, I need to lose some weight." Or, "Ooh, girl, this job is getting on my nerves. I either need another job, I need to quit, I need to do something else." We say stuff like that all the time. But we don't necessarily make a move. We don't necessarily intend for something different to happen. We don't intend to change it. So, intention, week three. And then, finally, for week four, we talking about manifestation. Yeah, you know me, I love my words. They're so juicy and delicious. So, manifestation. How do we manifest? How do you get those things that you desire? How do you get them to come to life? Week one, self-love. Week two, vision. Week three, intention. And week four, manifestation. All right. What's going to happen is you're going to meet me here every day for the next 28 days. I will post under, let's say I'll do it under like bonus episodes. And I'll make sure that it's no more than 5 minutes. So make it part of your ritual for the next 28 days that you are going to come and listen for 5 minutes. During that 5 minutes, I'll give you a message, a quote for the day, an affirmation, and a task for that day. Okay? Are you ready? Are you with me? Because, you know, like I said, I keep hearing you say all these things that you want and all of these things that you wish you had for your life. And I've been down that road, too. You know, I keep saying, yeah, I'm going to do this. For me, it's weight. And I struggle with that. But that's okay, because this is the time for my rebirth. And my weight just might be that thing that's on my list. Okay. So that's it. That's it. Are you ready? That's what this time is all about. It's about realigning yourself with what you want for you and working through the rebirth process. This is the beginning of it. This is my every year, y'all. This is, I sit down, I have to do this part every year, figuring out what it is that I want to do and just move towards it. So if you game, I'm game. And even if you just do a little bit of it, I bet you'll see a change in the next 28 days. I bet you'll feel different in 28 days. Join me on this journey. And let me just let you know now that there are going to be some giveaways, and we're just going to make this a fun challenge. And I will let you know what they are as we go. So, yay! I'm so glad. I'm grateful for my own rebirth, but man, if I can be a part of your rebirth and seeing you take your life to the next level, or even just take ownership of one thing in your life, that gives me great pleasure. It absolutely does. And that would be a great birthday gift for me, is for you to be successful in this process and just to see you thriving and achieving some things, some great things in your life. Woo, man, I'm telling you. All right, y'all. So that's going to do it for me for today. I will have the bonus. I'm going to separate that out, so you'll still get that for today. So make sure that you go to bonus slay challenge day one, and that's going to be for the third. And it's probably going to have some overlap because it's kind of late here on the third. It's still the third for me. It might not be the third for you anymore, but that's okay, because we'll roll this all the way till August 1st. And let's just manifest some stuff for our lives, okay? This is Tracy King, Life Midwife, Women's Health Nurse Practitioner, founder of Lola Labor of Love Academy, and creator of the Laugh Out Loud podcast. I'm so grateful that you are here with me and stuck it out with me today. I try to keep it short, sweet, and to the point. And man, this is a great birthday. This is going to be a great birthday year for me. Hey, it's my birthday. It's my birthday. You gon' slay with Trey Trey. Ha, ha, ha. All right, y'all. All right, y'all, that's a wrap. Thank you so much for joining me today as I flew solo. I really appreciate you all. The ladies, I'm sure, will be back with me next week. It just was kind of a crazy day, and you know, things start to happen. Anyway, until next time, remember, this is your life. So live it out loud and on purpose. Work this time of rebirth, the rebirth of your vision, to bring your vision to fruition. I'm telling you, it's all worth it. So from myself and the ladies here at the Laugh Out Loud podcast, we love you now and always. Thank you, and keep laughing. Mwah. Oh, wait, I almost forgot to tell you. The website is live. Go over and check us out. Sign up. Make sure you stay connected. Make sure you become a laugher, because you're here and you're laughing with us all the time. You might as well just join us. We are at www.laughwithus.com. That's LAF with us.com.